Maurice Sendak is best known for his children's book, Where the Wild Things Are. He has written or illustrated scores of other stories, including the holiday favorite, Nutcracker. Sendak was approached by the Pacific Northwest Ballet to recreate the original E.T.A. Hoffman story for the ballet's 1983 stage production. A year later, he enhanced his elaborate set drawings for a book version of the tale. After being out of print for some years, Sendak's Nutcracker has been reissued. He says that he wasn't initially drawn to the project, but he was interested in bringing the original, less sugar-coated story back to audiences. Sendak said he was especially determined to play up the part of the young girl named Clara.
The whole ballet is about her. And for the most part, you get her in Act One, and she somehow discreetly disappears for the rest of the work. My feeling is this has to be disturbing to children. Where is she? Hey, you got a whole bunch of grown-ups dancing, and where the hell is the kid? So the job was to get her from beginning to end. Having done that, we had a plot which was solid, from waking up in the morning to going to bed at night, basically.
She sort of goes where the wild things go.
Yeah, she goes where the wild things go. And the wild things, in her case, are, I think, hormones. She is overwhelmed with growing up and has no knowledge of what this means. And I think the ballet is all about a strong emotional sense of something happening to her, which is bewildering. But her acting out of the ballet tells us that her intuition is on the right track. You know, she's ready to go. And that's such a lovely period in a young girl's life. And I wanted to make it as clear as possible that she was managing this all on her own, like most children do. The parents are on another planet for all the interest they show. I mean, they love her, but that doesn't mean they tell her anything.
Which is what every kid believes about parents anyway.
Yeah, I certainly do. And so they find out for themselves, and sometimes they concoct very strange stories to suit what's happening to them physically.
Well, you've dealt with themes like this and others, even bolder,
yes.
In other stories.
Well, I'm very controversial, which is really such an idiotic thing to be, because I began my career as being a very nice boy, and I did nice books, and then Wild Things made me controversial, and all I was doing was growing up, just as Clara is doing in the ballet, and finding out what else was in me as an artist. And everything that was in me was all about childhood and the natural moments in childhood, which I don't think anybody would call controversial. But I think in the world of children's books back then, 60s, it was.
Critics thought your vision was too scary or too dark for children, that they couldn't handle it.
Yeah. Well, of course, some of them maybe can't handle it. You can't be assured that everybody's going to fall in love with your book. That's nonsense. But when you see what they see on television, and what they know is alarming and frightening, and what they see in the movies, these things frighten me a good deal more than they frighten children.
So you've kind of tweaked your critics over the years. You've introduced nudity, you've discussed war, you've addressed hormones, as you say, sensuality, and dogs die in your stories, babies get stolen.
Yeah, real life. But these are the things that cloud a child's mind. Like some stories I heard about the towers collapsing and some reactions by children are chilling. And what they pick up and know without being told is something I've always intuitively felt. They can do that. A little girl, a good friend of mine, a little girl who went to a school very close to the towers, her parents were terrified till they got to the school. And they found her in the street, milling about with all the other children. And they grabbed, took her home. And she was saying how fantastic. She kept saying, it was like a movie. And she turned to her father and said, it was wonderful. I saw all the little birdies on fire.
Oh.
Now, he didn't question her. And she laughed like she had mistaken what she'd seen. And he got her home, and both mother and father put her in bed, and they assured her, and they hugged her. And And they said, you know, nothing like this will ever happen to you because we'll be there for you always. And she said, probably a first grown-up sentence, she says, oh, I know you will, if you can. So she learned, if you can. And then it was such a close and loving evening that before bedtime she confessed to her father in a whisper, I know they weren't Birdie's daddy. So in fact, she was doing what all children do, which is to protect their parents. She knew how frightened they were. She didn't want them to be too alarmed. And only when she'd had this confidential evening with them could she confess that she knew they weren't Birdie's. To me, that's a heartbreaking story, how children will protect adults because they know Mama and Papa do not want them to know these things, but there's no way they cannot know these things.
Marie Sendak is the author and illustrator of many children's books, including Where the Wild Things Are and the newly reissued E.T.A. Hoffman story, Nutcracker. You can see a gallery of Nutcracker illustrations and excerpts on the website npr.org. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.